Good morning. It's morning 5 of the 7-day reset. I hope you had a restful sleep. Before starting this morning's practice, again, please take your journal and pen and answer the 4 simple questions that I have for you this morning. So, question 1. How many hours sleep did you have last night? Question 2. How are you feeling right now? Question 3. How would you like to feel at the end of this morning's practice? And question 4. How will you know? Okay, so put your journal and pen down. Get comfy, and we are about to start this morning's practice. Good morning, and welcome to morning 5 of the 7-day reset. It's extraordinary. You're here, you're showing up for yourself again. That means you are on your path to be an extraordinary manifester in your life. It takes real commitment to change your habits, to show up for yourself, to get up earlier than normal. So I just wanted to congratulate you, because this is big. Just being here for this every morning and every evening on the 7-day reset is enough of a platform to have a look at the front of your journal, look at why you're here, look at why that's important, and look at why that's important. Remind yourself of why you're here. So the fact that you're here right now listening to me, looking at what you've written in your journal in terms of why you're here, and why that's important, and why that's important. You're going to be reminding yourself every morning this month of why you're here and why that's important. Because there's something extraordinary that you want for yourself. You want more of something. You want less of something else. You want to get rid of the things that aren't serving you. You've got a skills gap. That's all it is. And you're learning step by step every day how to close that gap. Einstein said that imagination is more important than knowledge. I'm going to give you another perspective on that and why he said that. Well, one reason why he said that, I wasn't in the room when he said it, but it resonates with something else that one of my mentors taught me about 10 years ago, that all problems are problems of the imagination, which means that all solutions are solutions of what? The imagination. So what you are learning to master with the skills that I teach you and the simple system that you are inside of right now learning is how to master your thinking, which create your emotions, which create your results. It all starts with your imagination. So the results that you've been having, getting in your life, you've been manifesting all of that. And now you're ready to manifest at an even greater level so that you feel even more enriched in all areas of your life, right? In order to do that, you gotta let go of some stuff. And some of that will just be old thinking strategies that don't serve you. They'll be sitting in your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is amazing. It stores your memories. It keeps you safe. And the thing is, it can do such a good job that it can keep you so safe, safe from doing silly things that ultimately could really hurt you, could end your life. That's one of its jobs, to keep you safe. When we say that we really want something and it comes from our heart, that's the place that you're learning to manifest from your heart, not your head, from your heart. You can really feel your truth and live from that place, because it's a much nicer place, isn't it? Just feel it, go into your heart now. When your subconscious mind cannot see how to get for you what you're asking for, it will go blank spot, stop. I'm reminding you of this because it's really, really important. And then we can retract and we won't move forward. So you are simply learning how to navigate that, manage that, master that, move through it, so that you have this new extraordinary toolbox to build on everything that's worked for you in your life to date, and tweak the things that haven't worked, or even let go of the things that haven't worked, and upgrade your entire ability to be that powerful manifestor in your life. How does that make you feel? Okay, so how are you gonna do it? Simple. Keep showing up for yourself every day and following my guidance one step at a time. Even if it feels a little bit uncomfortable, when we're learning new things, it can be uncomfortable. You've got to move through that and have patience with yourself. Okay, what if you don't get something straight away? Rewatch a video, put it on pause until you get it. Simple, right? Keep showing up. Rome wasn't built in a day. We have to have patience with ourselves, all right? And we have to believe in ourselves and why. So again, look at why you're here and why that's important. You're ready to make some changes. Okay, let's begin. So, gently close your eyes. Make sure you are comfortable. Feel your sitting bones connected to the floor or chair, whatever you're sitting on. Place a gentle smile on your face, tongue to roof of mouth. Gently tuck your chin towards your chest, feeling a gentle lengthening at the back of your neck. Soften your eyes, soften your ears. Soften and relax your shoulders now as you continue to breathe, and notice how gentle and tender your in-breath is. Allow your out-breath to be long and smooth. Breathing in your own time, because it's good to breathe, isn't it? Feel that connection between your tongue and the roof of your mouth. Take your awareness to your shoulders, allow them to soften and relax now. Take your awareness to your tummy and your hips and allow them to soften and relax now. Hear the sounds around you, allowing those sounds to take you into a deeper sense of relaxation, allowing yourself to drift and dream. Knowing that the best way to learn is when you don't even know that you're learning. The best way to learn is when you're feeling relaxed. Take your awareness to your heart. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. give yourself permission to let go of all worries, fears, and anxieties. Send them down through your body, out through the soles of your feet, and into that underground waterway, that underground river. Imagine there's a young, playful, loving version of you sitting on the riverbank, watching delightedly all your worries and fears and doubts being washed, transmuted, transformed. Watch that water moving those feelings all the way to the other side of the world, all the way to a beautiful rainforest. And imagine that that water is filling that forest, nurturing those trees, nurturing the ecosystems there. Imagine insects, birds, animals, delighted at you allowing yourself to release these energies and for them to be transported and transmuted. Now just let it go, allowing that to happen in the background, and take your awareness back to your heart. Imagine the morning sun rising in your heart and filling every chamber of your heart now. It's a warm yellow color. It's gentle. It's life-giving. Kind. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Magnify this feeling and send this energy all the way down through your body, down through your legs, out through the soles of your feet, going deeper and deeper into the core of the earth. That's right. That's right. Feel your breath gently touching the end of your nose, touching the back of your throat, and then keep moving your awareness down, going down deeper into the core of the earth, moving your beautiful, playful, loving energy, the lightness of the morning, moving it down through the underground streams, through the crystalline layers of rock, until you get to the core of the earth, where you find that beautiful pink rose quartz crystal. This represents the energy of Mother Earth. It sustains you. It's balancing, grounding. Beautiful, sacred, wise, laughing, joyous, bright, delightful. Wrap your energy around this crystal now. Allow it to fuse and draw it up. It has a pink energy, a pink color. Draw it up through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Feel an opening in the soles of your feet. Draw this energy up through your legs. Up through the core of your body and into your heart. It's a light energy. Amplify this energy by 1,000-fold and send it all the way up and out through the top of your head, out through the roof of your property, into the sky. Going higher and higher and higher. Knowing that you're safe, grounded, protected, feeling your sitting bones against your support. Keep sending your awareness higher out into the atmosphere. Connect with that brilliant white light. It's sparkling and radiant. There is no end to it. Now imagine that you're connecting with the energy of your ancestors who have passed to the light. Connect with their love, their wisdom, their joy. Connect with a masculine energy. This is the energy of the Father. It's bold, brave, coherent, generous, grounded, unstoppable, effervescent, joyous. Draw all of this energy back now. Draw it back and fuse it with your energy. It's a bright white energy. It's electric, it's magnetic, it's shining. Draw it through the top of your head. Clearing, healing, activating all of your cells, all of your molecules, all of your electrons. Allow your breath to move this energy gently around your body. Imagine it's like lighting up a Christmas tree with lights. Each cell lights up and each cell next to it lights up like magic. Just trust. Breathe and send this energy around you now. Tongue to roof of mouth, all the way down to your fingers and your toes. Expand this energy beyond your physical form. Fill the room, smile, and then draw it back inside your body, inside your physical form. Take your awareness to your heart. Now, the area of your life that you identified this week, the area that you wish to get a big result in this month, it's your health, relationships, either with yourself or another or others, or your career. Bring that awareness into your heart now. Send all of your awareness into your heart. Imagine that you're opening a door. There's a small version of you opening the door to your heart and getting inside. There is a mirror, a table, and a chair on the other side of your heart. Go and sit down there now. You were here earlier this week. Look into the mirror and smile and say, I am brilliant. I love you. I approve of you. I am enough. Look into your eyes and smile. That's right. Imagine that you're looking at a version of you 12 months from now. You're reviewing your journal and you're looking back to a month from now. You've ticked that one off. That area of your life, you're living with ease and grace and joy. Look into your eyes. You got really clear on why that was important to you. And you played full out. Look into your eyes. I did it. Notice how you feel. Right. Now, imagine that it's today's date. Come back to the present time with your eyes closed. This area of your life, the area of your life that you're focusing on this month, that big result that you want by the end of this month, just sense into your heart now. There's something that you're thinking that could hold you back from creating that as your reality. And that's okay, because you're going to clear that today. First of all, though, get really close to it. As you think about that big result that you want in your health, your relationships, or your career this month, trust the awareness that comes to you now. What challenge could stop you from achieving that? Trust the awareness that comes to you now. Write the answer down in your journal. What challenge could get in the way between now and the end of the month that could stop you from creating that big result that you want for yourself this month? Gently close your eyes, turn to roof of mouth. Now I want you to get really, really close to this problem. I want you to turn it up so you can feel it in every cell of your body right now. Feel it? If you don't, magnify it. It's okay because we're going to move you through it. So it's not a problem anymore. Remember that all problems are a problem of the imagination, which means that all solutions are solutions of the imagination. So this problem, I want you to identify with it. Bring it up onto the screen of your mind. Really feel it. Got it? So you'd know if the problem had gone, right? You'd know if the problem had gone, wouldn't you? So my question to you is this. Do you want to get rid of this problem today so it's not a problem consciously, so you can move forward with ease, grace and flow and create your big result in that area of your life this month? If you've got a yes, listen in. If you've got a no, just witness and observe. You're not ready to let it go yet, but you might if you replay this. I recommend you jump in. So I'll ask you one more time. Are you ready to let go of this problem today so it's not a problem for you anymore? So you can create that big result for yourself this month with ease, grace, and flow. We got a yes? Okay, let's proceed. So that problem, keep your eyes closed. Just write it down in a nutshell. What's the problem? So write down the word problem. What's the problem? Trust your pen. Close your eyes. What is it not? The problem, that is. Just trust the answer that comes to you now. So write this down. What is it not? Question mark. Close your eyes. As you think of that problem, the problem that you've written down, perhaps look at it again. Then close your eyes. As you think of this problem and how you know it's a problem, what is it not? Write your answer down. Trust your pen. Close your eyes. Next question. How do you know what it's not? Write this question down. How do you know what it's not? Close your eyes and allow the answer to come to you now. How do you know what it's not? The problem, that is. How do you know what it's not? Write your answer down. Trust what comes out of your pen. Do not think. Just trust the first thing that comes out. next question. Write this down. What were you pretending to not know in order to have thought that you had that problem? Question mark. What were you pretending, underline pretending, to not know in order to have thought that you had that problem? Close your eyes and listen to my words one more time. The answer will just unfold. What were you pretending to not know in order to have thought that you had that problem? Write your answer down. Okay, close your eyes, breathe. Now, I want you to step out in your imagination to 12 months from this moment. So imagine it's 12 months from now. And I want you to imagine a time where that old problem would have hindered you or held you back, and notice how many new options you have now. Write down three things that have come to your awareness now. Okay, stop. I want you to take yourself out 6 months from now and notice a time where that old problem would have hindered you or held you back. Notice what's happening for you now. Keeping your eyes closed and feel a sense of it. Notice what you can see. Notice what you can hear. Now just stop. Take yourself out 6 months from now and notice a time where that old problem would have hindered you or held you back. Notice how many new options you have now. Now, keeping your eyes closed, I want you to imagine it's the end of the month. You've got your big result. Write down It is now the end of the month day. I have or I am. What is the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've got your big result that you want for yourself in the area of your life that you chose a few days ago? Health, relationships, career. I have or I am. What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know you've created it? That's how you write your goal. Trust, keep it concise, write it down. How does that feel? So write the word feel down. How does that feel as you look at what it is that you've created for yourself by the end of this month? This is your fuel that keeps you motivated. How are you going to celebrate? It is now. Write the date 1 month from now. How are you going to celebrate? What are you going to do? Make sure it's self-initiated and self-maintained. What's the last thing that you're going to do for you to know that you have celebrated the achievement of your goal for this month? How does that feel? So write down, feel. How does that feel? Close your eyes, feel into it. Okay, so what's your first small step that you're going to take today that is in alignment with you manifesting this goal for yourself? And you want to do it very quickly. What's your first small step that you're going to take today that it is in the direction of you manifesting this goal for yourself? Write it down. Small step. Okay, just feeling into that. Closing your eyes. How's that feel? Imagine what's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've taken your first small step today. Just feel into it. Send that energy to every cell, molecule, electron of your being, keeping your eyes closed. What in this now moment do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for? Write it down. Close your eyes. What else? What else do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Feel it. Close your eyes. What else do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for in your life right now? Close your eyes. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Send this energy around your body, merging it all with the crystalline energy from Mother Earth, from the white diamond light from above, the wisdom, the joy. Gently open your eyes. How are you feeling now? Write that down. Feel now. look back at the intention that you set at the beginning of this practice. The intention being, how did you want to feel by the end of this practice? And just have a look. Have you met your intention, or is your intention in process? What is your first small action step that you are going to take today? And the sooner the better. Powerful manifestors take rapid action when they get an awareness, when it is in a full alignment of what you want. What is your first small step that you are going to take today that's going to move you one small step closer to creating and manifesting that big result that you want in that important area of your life by the end of this month? Write it down in this format. No format, just write it down. So what's your first small step? What's the last thing that has to happen actually for you to know that you've taken it? So write it down like that. I have, or I am. What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know you've taken your first small step today in the direction of creating that big result for yourself by the end of this month? Lots of baby steps add up to one big result. We take it one step at a time. If at any point you feel overwhelmed, very, very simply, you just stop, you breathe, and you say, what is my next step? You focus on that next step. Have an amazing day. How are you feeling now? Did you meet your intention, or is it in process? And what is your first small step that you're going to take today to help you create that big result by the end of the month? Have an amazing day. I will see you this evening.